Good afternoon. I'll talk about a clean slate look at the disk scrubbing. That's a paper by two authors from RSA, and unfortunately, both of them were not able to be here for different reasons, so I guess I was qualified to give this talk for them. So over the last several phases was actually several specialized sessions concentrating on the, both the disk failures as well as the latent sector disk failures and how they impact the system and what are the different techniques, what kind of behavior they exhibit and how they impact the system overall. So disk fails, there are no surprises there, have been known forever. The extra wrinkle is that when the disk failures, the various algorithms to deal with the full disk failures get in, like RAIDs. But the latent sector errors is a little bit trickier because in order to discover there is an error, there is some extra work need to be done at the software level. And that discovery requires additional reading of data on the disk. And usually it's done through a scrubbing technique, but there's actually several different techniques people have done over the years. And I'll just mention them, and I guess next talk will go on more details on that. I guess the way the latent sector error impact things is that the higher level technique dealing with the full disk failures works quite well, but the point is that as soon as you have even a single latent sector error on some other disk, which is still considered to be good, that basically, impacts the data availability and potentially, the techniques with the latent sector error can get to the point where data is not available and the system is not aware of that. And that goes for both, individual disk failures or, RAID techniques, replication techniques, or basically any of the techniques people have done on a higher level. Over the last couple of years, there were several papers which studied the impact of the LSA on the reliability of the RAIDs, the LRF and Baker's, two of those papers. This is, known stuff. People have been doing known that there was problems, latent sector errors, for a while, and there was various different techniques people come up with how to mitigate it. The most commonly used one is disk scrubbing. So in the background, there is continuous reading of the disk to see if there, any of the sectors are bad. And when the bad sector is discovered, it tries to mitigate the problem by, writing the data somewhere else from the existing copies somewhere or rebuilding it through the RAID or some other mechanisms. More recent work on that area was basically add the hardware redundancy in some form by doing erasure codes, parity blocks, and various other things, which are... all work to a various degree. Unfortunately, with inter-disk redundancy, there is an extra overhead for all of the IO operations versus a scrubbing, which can be done in the background. And over the last several years, there is a lot of work going on comparing the techniques or actually merging those techniques together. And Bianca, in the next talk, will talk about that a lot more. The remainder of the talk will concentrate on one technique, which is a disk scrubbing, and try to see if any of the known, the newer information which we have learned over the last several years on the behavior and distribution of the latent sector errors, how the algorithms, especially scrubbing algorithm, can take advantage of that and can be improved using it. So currently, most of the disk scrubbing done in a very sequential manner, you basically start and just reading the disk until the entire disk is read, and then you return to the beginning and keep on going that. It works, and people, it's extra additional work to be done, people balance overhead of doing that with other things. They do it when the disk is not used, or they set up the rate how fast you're reading based upon the usage, or you know, various other, basically, you know, they massage the rate with which the speed you're reading, as well as the size of the blocks you're reading, based upon that. It works, but, you know, now we know a little bit more information. 2-3 years ago, there was a paper by NetApp authors. Most of them are in the audience right now. And they basically looked at the latent sector error and said, okay, let's revisit and see if they exhibit the behavior of what people assume the behavior would be, which is, you know, when those errors occur with respect to the life of the disks, how they clustered with respect to temporal and spatial locality, and once one error occurs, what is you know, the probability the next error occurs and how they are kind of spaced out in time. So that study basically demonstrated three things. On top of that, the current assumptions were all wrong. The main things that there is a locality of the errors, both with respect to time and with respect to the positions on the disks. So why not take advantage of this knowledge and try to improve the algorithms, at least for a single disk, to handle the latent sector errors, to see, you know, how can algorithms for disk scrubbing specifically can be improved and what the impact will be. So in essence, we're basically enlarging the space of the scrubbing technique and seeing how we can take advantage of that. So the reality is that the authors look at the two dimension how they improve the existing sequential disk scrubbing into two different dimensions. One is sampling. Instead of trying to go linearly across the entire disk, you try to kind of jump around. And the reason, if you look at the spatial locality, once one error occurs, the other errors are clustered around it. So as long as you quickly jump through, you know, the, you know, different areas on the disk, if there was an error with a high probability there is another error next to it, so once you jump around into that, you know, region, you will hit one of those errors. That way, you will discover the latent error faster. The second one is adaptive way. Once you discover the single error, well, you know that there are other errors due to temporal property of the latent sector errors should be around. Moreover, they're not just around, but also geographically located next to them. So we're going to change the way the scrubbing will be done based upon if we discover the error or not discover the error, how long time ago the last error was discovered. And that basically using all of the three results out of the Sigmetric paper on the distribution of the errors, latent sector errors. So first we kind of introduce the model or kind of review the LSE model which was presented by Sigmetrics and how we can take advantage of the development of the algorithm. Then we'll kind of review what the impact is, and finally we go through the simulation. I guess the paper by the NetApp in 2007, they reviewed 1.5 million disk drives over a variety of different models and manufacturers over the period of 24 months. I mean, the important, basically, this is the biggest biggest sample which was given, and a lot of the results of this paper is based upon that. The simulation which was done by this paper is based upon simulating the algorithm based upon this, and the period of time was chosen specifically to match the 24 months period to properly match the errors discovered. For this work, the only type of disk was of interest was enterprise type disk, even though the original Lakshmi result is covered both nearline and enterprise type type disk. Not surprising, I mean, basically the authors hitting the same problem as all of the other authors hit is that the data on the statistics of the distribution of the errors for different manufacturers is a well-guarded secret, if it's available at all. And you know, no surprises there. So at best, we can do is to do the simulation. And the authors do not have availability of 1.5 million spare disks sitting around on VSIC and exercise algorithms to get the results. So the model will be developed based upon those errors, and then we'll validate the algorithm based upon the simulation matching the published data by the Sigmetrics. So first result after the Sigmetric paper was that errors are exhibit a constant rate of the failure. There is no kind of, you know, for a first period of time that things kind of high level and then they're nothing and then high up. So it's not a curve as people were expecting before. But actually, the rate is fairly constant, but the rate over the first 2 months of the life of the disk are slightly different than the rates of the failure over after the first 2 months of the disks. So based upon that, we're going to do different things during the first 2 months of the disk with respect to scrubbing versus later. I mean, probability that the errors will happen during the first months is lower, so we don't need to scrub as often. So we'll scrub at the later, more leisurely pace if need to. And then at the end of the 2 months, we'll switch. After 2 months, the rate of the error introduction of the latent sector errors is still constant, but you know, the slope is slightly different, so we'll do the scrubbing slightly at a slightly different speed. No, I mean, it's fairly kind of straightforward application of the known things. Similarly, once the error is discovered, based upon Sigmetric paper, we know two things. One is that once one error is discovered, there are other errors with a very high probability near it time-wise. And there is exponential decay to seeing the errors later on. So based upon that, we'll come up with the scrubbing principles. So once the first error is discovered, latent sector error is discovered, we will go into a different mode of operation. We'll start trying to find errors, other errors, at a much faster speed, because we know that with a high probability there are errors at the same time happening. The third part of the Sigmetric finding was there is a spatial locality. Once one error occurs in one area of the disk, with a very high probability the other errors are clustered around it. So instead of going for the remainder of the disk, we're going to try to find the errors within the short distance around the first area. And there we can go sequentially instead of jumping around and trying to find out the first error. So in order to do that, we come up with a scrubbing principle, and that is basically we divide the disk into the regions, and then within each region, we divide further down into the segments. And that what will happen under normal circumstances, there is no error discovered. We'll just jump from one region to another and read another sector in that another segment in that region, and just keep on going on a leisure pace until the first error is discovered. Once the first error is discovered, then things will go into a different mode of operation. So the immediate question comes up, well, how big should the regions be and how big the segments are to be? And based upon the simulation, well, actually based upon the actual characteristics of the disks, if you try to go over small segments, because you have to jump more often and you're reading a very small amount of time, the overhead of doing that becomes very high. So the overhead of jumping for the small segment size is a factor of 5 over the larger sector size. So it was considered unacceptable because you're trying to minimize the amount of impact on the disks. So the surge, the optimal segment size chosen was 1 megabyte. Because with 1 megabyte size of the segment reads, the overhead on the system was about 2%. the region size was chosen of 128 megabytes. And the reason why it was chosen is because from the symmetric paper, with very high probability, all of the errors are clustered within 128 megabytes of the first error. So once one error is found, the other errors are together. So that means that if you go over the region, probability that you, if there is one error or actually more than one error, they'll all be clustered together. So that with high probability, you're going to hit them. Now, putting all of those techniques together, you have what is called scattered adaptive strategy. So for the first 2 months, you go with one rate of scrubbing. After that, you change the rate of scrubbing, but you still kind of go on and scattering around from one segment to another. Once the first error is detected, you switch the mode of operation. Once you have an error, we know that with a high probability, the other errors are positioned around it with a distance of 128 megabytes. So you'll do the sequential search within that space. We know that there is a temporal characteristics of that, so you do it for some period of time, and the duration of time actually was developed through the simulation. You try to find the errors in that region, and then you basically switch back to scattered one, and then finally you kind of go back to the original one. So after a while, you basically go from the found error mode of operation to post-mode operation. Basically, yes, there is a still higher probability that there are errors in the latent sector errors in the system, but not as high as or immediately after finding the errors. And you basically isolate between those two scenarios, found errors, and trying to very quickly find other errors nearby, both temporal and along the space and the time zone, and you know the periods where you expect that probability that you're finding errors are back to normal. So there is one more thing which need to be handled, and that is, how does use of the disk impact the errors developed? There's actually not as much characteristics of saying how much it is based upon the usage error, but based upon the errors which was presented in Sigmetric, we assume that the errors exhibit the same behavior as a spatial and temporal, since some disks were in use for the two-year period over one and a half million disks. So the errors which were discovered are in large degree due to the usage, as well as how long the system was in use. So there is one extra parameter which was introduced to the model, and that is what is the ratio between read and write, how they impact the usage error. So the lower the rate that read and write basically impacted with the same way, and the higher the probability that the read errors have lower impact than the write errors is higher. So basically, each disk has a characteristics which says that there is a byte error rate, and characteristics of the disks are somewhere between 10 to the minus 13 to 10 to the minus 15, depending upon the quality of the disk. And then once you use a disk for this amount of time, probability error goes high. Again, how those original single error distributed on the disk. Again, the information is not really available, so we assume two things. One is that error on the disk may appear uniformly in any of the sectors, but of course, once the error appeared in one sector, other errors centered around it. And given the data from the Lakshmi study in Sigmetrics, that result seemed to be validated by that. So now we're going to go through simulation rather quickly. So because the Sigmetric had a two-year period of the data, it was decided the simulation will follow the same model. 100,000 disks were chosen of the 500 gigabyte disk size each. And the model introduced both age type errors and usage errors. And the scrubbing rate was basically varied over from zero to the, you know, from no scrubbing at all to the scrubbing of the full disk completely. And an accelerated period of time was, again, from just 3 hours after the first error discovered to the full time of scrubbing the entire disk. So in order to decide how good the algorithms work and how good the system works, one new characteristic was introduced, and that was called MLAT, which is the minimum amount of time the error was introduced on the disk, but not detected yet, which is what latent sectors are all about. So first slide of the simulation basically introduces two things. The higher, the lower the bit error rate on the system, the less impact of this any of the simulation techniques has on the system. And again, the larger ratio between read and write error rates, the more, the less impact on the system it is. So next, for a different type of the probability of the errors, single error on the system, the different simulation across, for every different duration of time between sequential scrubbing versus the optimal choosing of the time for the adaptive scattered algorithm. And basically, what is seen from this, the larger if the probability of the error on the system is pretty high, then if you try to run the scrubbing more often, you're introducing more errors. Clearly, because you're trying to read the different sectors on the disk, and that has a larger impact on the life of increases the amount of errors on the disk itself. So in that case, you probably try to minimize the amount of time you're reading the disks and try to basically only read when you found an error. So roughly speaking, you want to lower the amount of time you're reading it. Now, for the average bit error rate on the system, what you try to do, you try to read more often. And roughly speaking, the amount of the probability of errors, the amount of time you're reading the disk is roughly equivalent to every 2 weeks. But as you can see, the probability of error is better over the life of the disk. Finally, when you have a very high degree, very low probability of the bit error rates, you can scrub more often and detect the errors faster. So the next, we want to look at the result of how between the two different techniques, scattering of reading the different sectors on the disk over different regions versus adaptive technique, basically when you discover the error, switch the speed with which you're going to do the discovery. Again, kind of follows similar things. The more, the better the disk quality is, the less, the adaptive portion of the technique has less impact. But notice that the scattering technique is basically don't read the stuff contiguously, but jump from one region to jump through the sectors of the different regions. That impact of that is basically orthogonal to the quality of the disk. So that technique is applicable across the board and probably should be applied across the board. And again, the higher probability, the impact of the writes versus read, the more applicable is the adaptive technique. Next, there was another simulation, which is slightly, basically try to take the model which was presented by Cello, by HP folks in 99, of what is the usage of the disk, and try to apply that apply the simulation to the actual access of the data. And because, you know, quite a bit of time passed since 99, we would like to be a little bit more realistic. And basically, the usage model was incremented by the two different factors, 1 by 10, 1 by 100, and then apply this technique to the three different loads. And again, it basically demonstrated similar kind of scenario that the higher, the better the disk, the less impact of the algorithm has in terms of the MLAT errors is basically more constant. And similarly with the distribution of the weight between read and write errors. So there are several different so the main result here is that as we find out more information about the distribution of the errors on the disks, the more we should immediately use that technique to improve the algorithms to handle the errors on the disks. And it's actually not a very hard way of doing it. The second one is basically all of the scrubbing, the MLAT is a new way of looking at the disk quality. For the future work, there is a lot of possible different things can be done. Remember, this is just one direction, one algorithm was reviewed from that point of view. It was only for a single disk, so across multiple disks and across RAID system and across a flash and various other media was not really done. So for most of the questions, you should not ask me, since I probably won't be able to answer them, but send email to Alina and Ari, and they will be able to answer it much more competently than me.
All right, but given that weaseling out of it, does anyone have a question for Arkady?
That's perfect. Thank you.